and gentlemen, Two Good Sports.
Hello and welcome to Two Good Sports. I'm Gareth Stewart.
And I'm Simon Hunter.
Right, Simon, plenty of stuff happening this weekend, isn't there?
Plenty of stuff, yes. We're looking ahead tomorrow night to Northern Ireland, the football match against San Marino at the National Stadium at Windsor Park. Going to be a big one.
It is. There's been a lot of talk about it this week and a lot of people looking forward to this game, of course. There's going to be a lap of heroes slightly before it, but the game tomorrow night.
Absolutely. It forms part of their World Cup qualifiers, Gareth, looking ahead to Russia in 2018. Now, many people have been asking, can they continue the form they had for their Euro qualifiers, especially the home form last year when they beat Finland, Greece and the Faroe Islands and drew with Romania and Hungary at the National Stadium. So many people are asking if they can do that. They play tomorrow night at 7:45. Then on Tuesday, they go away to Hanover to play World Champions Germany.
Yeah.
So a massive few days for the Northern Ireland football
team. Yeah, they're going to be busy. A few players missing from the squad, of course.
Absolutely, yes. The likes of Will Grigg, due to family commitments. Liam Boyce out with an injury. Craig Cathcart also with an injury. The Republic of Ireland last night, they get a 1-0 win in their Group D match against Georgia and Dublin. Captain Seamus Coleman got his first goal for the national side. And then England play Malta tomorrow night in Group F. They also have a few matches within a few days. They play Slovenia on Tuesday.
Busy in the football. Extremely local football busy. As well. Quite busy at this weekend, isn't it?
It is, yes, and it's an interesting weekend for Crusaders and Linfield. Crusaders this evening breaking new ground. They take on Scottish side Livingston in the Iron Brew Cup. This year it's been extended to include Northern Irish and Welsh teams. And then Linfield, as I mentioned there, Gareth, they play Queen of the South on Sunday. So those two teams playing over the course of the weekend means there are just four Danske Bank Premiership fixtures. So we have Ards hosting Coleraine, Cliftonville play Carrick, Dungannon go head-to-head with Portadown, and Glenorchy against Ballinamallard.
OK, what else have we got going on there?
Tonight we have Ulster travelling to Galway to take on Connacht in the Pro 12. Massive night for them. If they beat the defending champions, Les Kisses men will have 6 wins from 6 this season.
That's
absolutely
brilliant.
Yes. So important to note, Gareth, Tommy Bow makes his first start in 6 months for the province.
Yes.
And Jared Payne, he captains the side from fullback. Ulster beat them twice last season. They got, Gareth, a 10-3 win at the Sports Ground in December, so just under a year ago there. So 7:35 kickoff tonight. Ulster top the table, don't forget. Connacht meanwhile are in 9th position on just 5 points, 16 behind Ulster. So it's going to be a massive night. And also it's important to remember Leinster play Munster at the Aviva Stadium tomorrow. Munster are just behind Ulster on 19 points and Leinster earned 3rd place on 18, so all to play for.
Who was in this week with you on breakfast?
Louis Luddick yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, great guy. Fantastic. He'll be starting at number 13, so in the centre.
It's quite funny when the pictures go up of yourself and Stephen and Kate from breakfast because they're just totally dwarfed out.
Absolutely, yeah.
These guys, you know.
As if it's not clear before that I'm not exactly 6'5", you know.
Right, what else have we got to look out for at the weekend?
Well, 9 players from Ulster Counties are pretty happy with their nominations in the GAAGP Open Football All-Stars nominations list. So 6 are from Tyrone. We've got Cathal McCarron, Colm Kavanagh, Matty Donnelly, Sean Kavanagh, Peter Hart and Niall Sludden. And 3 of them, Gareth, are from Donegal. So we've got Paddy McGrath, Ryan McHugh and Patrick McBrearty. So as I say, they're all on the list of nominations and they'll be keeping their fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. We'll be keeping you updated on that as well. The tennis end, there's been quite a lot of talk this week on the whole tennis thing, hasn't there?
There has been, yes. Maria Sharapova, if you remember the Meldonium saga, she has heard that she'll be back to tennis in competitive tennis in April. Now, the International Tennis Federation in the last few days has rejected her claims that it wanted to make an example of her. She said the panel that handed her the initial 2-year ban for failing a drugs test wasn't neutral. ITF, Gareth, have come back and said that Sharapova's legal team agreed to the appointments and the Russian suspension has been reduced to 15 months, remember, by the Court of Arbitration for Sport.
There's a lot of the other players and a lot of coaches and stuff have been very vocal in this week, haven't they?
Absolutely, yes. I think across a number of sports as well, we're talking about suspensions and bannings and so on. It's a massive topic in sport at the minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, we'll move on. What else?
Absolutely, yes. Belfast Giants in ice hockey tomorrow night. They take on Brayhead Clan in the Challenge Cup. That's a home fixture for them at 7 o'clock. And we've just heard Lewis Hamilton. He's once again been outpaced by Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg ahead of the Japanese Grand Prix. And Rosberg has a 23-point lead over Hamilton in the Drivers' Championship. So There's plenty to look forward to this weekend, and we'll keep you updated.
The Giants matches have a great atmosphere at them, don't they?
Oh, phenomenal.
If you haven't been to the SSE Arena, I would strongly, I would definitely recommend it. There's a brilliant atmosphere. No matter what the outcome of the game, it's just, it's good crack and good for all the family as well, actually.
Oh, it really is.
So you're going to be updating us, of course, every hour throughout the weekend.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
We'll have a chat then on Monday again, recap the weekend.
Look forward to it.
Too Good Sports on Q Radio. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.